T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael Irvin is joining us right now. Do we have the billboard for Michael? Here it is. Here's the billboard. Michael Irvin, the great Michael Irvin, a Hall of Famer, the 3-time Super Bowl champion. And my good buddy is brought to you by Bet America, America's sportsbook, Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and by Prop Swap, the aforementioned Michael Irvin. How are you, bro?
Man, I'm doing well, man. Listen, I'm still dealing with all of these emotional roller coasters. I don't even know how to go into this weekend. You know, I'm going all the way back for me, just me, and for my fandom. I'm going back to wearing, because a couple years ago, I would go each show, I would wear the colors of the team we are playing. Like we're playing the Rams now. I'm going back to wearing the Rams colors. Right, it was working, man. We won
maybe that's the key. You know what? Maybe I should start doing that with the Jets. Maybe I should wear purple tomorrow.
You got to wear the color of the team that you're playing, and pick against your team, because then you got a win-win. If they actually beat your team, at least you got the pick right. And if they don't, you win. Your team win, you win. It's a win-win.
Well, my team tomorrow has like a you-know-what's chance in hell of winning tomorrow night. So, as you know.
I will be at that game. I'm getting ready to fly to Baltimore in a few hours. But I guarantee you, now watch how this happens. And this is, listen, Joe, let me tell you something. This is what it is. This is what happens. They'll go and play their best game, and then your heart starts fluttering in your body again. And you start saying, oh, my God, we really got a shot at being something. And then next week they'll play somebody that's not worth anything, and then they'll lose again.
Well, I'll say this, Mike. The next 3 games that the Jets have are all games that are going to be big games for the teams they're playing. I mean, they got the Ravens this week, then they play the Steelers at home, and then they play Buffalo in Buffalo. So – you got to figure all those games are going to mean something to those teams.
Right, right. And by that being a great game for the teams that they're playing, because those are all playoff positioning teams, all in the AFC too. Right. So all really, at least certainly two, and right now all 3 of them are playoff teams. So what you want to – if you could just say, oh, my God, let's finish this thing right here, and we win a couple of these games here against playoff teams, then you get hope again. You say, oh, we got some hope. Maybe we are going in the right direction. You know what I mean? That's why these games are important. Mm.
Well, we know one thing. There was a tease about a day and a half ago. Oh, Lamar Jackson's got a quad issue. He may not play.
Right.
Well, we know he's playing. So that's number one. He's going to play. But it was interesting. He made this comment, and Earl Thomas made a comment too, that the officials need to do a better job of protecting him, and that he thinks that some guys are actually going for his legs. Have you noticed that at all with Lamar Jackson?
Absolutely. But they're not doing anything dirty. This is within the game. And guys, when Lamar made that remark about pretty good for a running back, huh? When he made that remark, everybody laughed and joked, but there was some reality in that remark. The reality is, we start shifting running backs out of here at age 30. Why? Because they take so many hits that it starts wearing on their bodies. We thought Cam Newton, 6'5", 265, can take the hit. Look at how much he's been on the table. We thought Andrew Luck, 6'4", 250, can take the hits. He retired because of them. So I don't know why we're just enamored right now with the dynamics of Lamar Jackson. But trust me, the effects of these hits are going to compile upon his body, and they are going, and it's going to start showing. And yes, guys are trying to hit him because he's making them look like a fool. These guys have kids. Did you see what he did to that defender in the hole in that game last week? That kid, that man has a kid. His kid got to see that. He has to go to school. And they're going to look at his kid and say, you broke your dad's ankles. You better believe they're trying to hit Lamar Jackson. Everybody's trying to hit him.
All right, now, did you have a problem with Le'Veon Bowling on Saturday night when he was out for the game and had the flu? Did you have an issue with that?
I understand what people want. You know, there are a lot of people that are not, that didn't go to work, and they're not sitting in the, being on horrible sick. I had the runs the other day.
Oh, man.
My stomach was killing me. Man, I went and used my bathroom. My wife told me, get out of the whole house. She said I messed the whole house up. You know, but what I do when I get sick, I go work out. I got to.
Are you there? Mike, you there?
Did I lose you, Mike?
Can't lose Mike on that.
Come on,
we're talking about the runs.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike, you back, Mike?
We got you.
We lost you for a second.
Yeah. Wait. Don't tell me I lost you after I told you I had to run.
Yeah, you did. And we couldn't wait to get you back after that. Nothing better than the runs, Mike. That's right up there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's worse, the runs or the dry heaves. You know, that's not good either.
The runs are the worst, man. My wife kicked me out of the house. But let me tell you somehow, I went and worked out. I was sick as a dog, but I go and work out to try to get it out of me. People handle it differently. Now, I want him for whatever. I want him to want to play better than anything. So I wish he would have. If he felt better to go bowling, he should have called coach and said, Coach, man, I feel better. Can I come and play? If he didn't do that, then I don't like it. But I'm not overly crazy or going crazy about him bowling. He's not playing. Who cares what he's doing? But I would love for him to have called coach and said, Coach, I know I missed the walkthrough, but can I play? I want to show up for my guys. I feel much better. I wanted him to do that.
The only thing that makes me think that could have happened is that when Gase met the media the other day, he said it was their decision to not have him play because they didn't want any of his teammates getting the flu. So it could have been a situation where he said, hey, I'm ready to go. They said, no, we don't want to risk you getting other guys sick. And Le'Veon says, well, I'm good, so I'm going to go out and bowl a 251, which he ended up
251,
doing.
251, not bad.
Right. I heard him say that, too, trying to make a joke about it and play and have fun with it and everything. But the whole thing is, see, we talked about this. It's one thing if this guy, when you saw him on the football field, if he didn't play hard, then you can extrapolate that he just doesn't care. But Le'Veon plays hard, man. He plays hard. And you can't sit and say he doesn't care. He plays hard. And teams have rules. Like if you don't practice by Friday and if you can't go to the walkthrough, they don't care what, you're not going to play. That's kind of the rules that they set. And maybe they just wanted to stick with that rule.
All right, how about your squad now? Obviously you got no help from the Giants the other night, although it looked like you might get help there for a good long time in the game. But, I mean, a huge game coming up. You got the Rams, then you got the Eagle game after that. I guess it's not that huge a game because even if they lose this game, they still, you know, if they beat the Eagles, they're still going to be in first place. They beat the Eagles, I guess, Washington, and then they would wrap up the division anyway. But they need to win a football game. How about where they are right now, Dallas?
Yeah, and this is my job, and it's so hard to put a finger on where the Dallas Cowboys are right now and what they have an ability to do because this is what it is. I guarantee you, now watch this, watch how they come out, even though the Rams are playing well right now. The Rams are playing well. You saw what they did to Seattle,
yep.
And they did that because they've gotten back to handing the ball off to Todd Gurley and running the offense around Todd Gurley. And when they do that, they're dangerous. Everybody, you have to come up, play the run, and now Jared Goff looked like the last couple of years with Sean McVay. So yeah, they'll be ready, and they'll play. I guarantee you, this game, watch how the Cowboys will come out and play, and you'll be like, "What was this? Why couldn't you play like this all the other times?" Because they are getting smashed in the Dallas area.
How could they
not? Every radio station, they're already doing their own interviews for the next head coach. Everybody, that's all everybody's talking to. I expect them to get smashed. But you glossed over it. But I thought that was an interesting game the other night, watching Eli and his whole family up in the box. Everybody came out. It's like they knew that was Eli's last game. And I was really rooting for him to win that game, not just for the Cowboys, just to send him out with a win would have been nice.
And it was mostly just for the Cowboys.
The Cowboys. What are you talking about?
I love
him.
I cop to that. It has some Cowboys in there, too.
Did you have the same feeling we did? Because even with the Giants up 17-3, we're sitting there saying,
we never thought they'd win in the game.
They're going to lose. They're going to find a way to lose.
I never knew. I never thought they would win that game.
You like us. Right.
That's what's amazing. And then I kept saying, just go get it. If you go get one, three more points, you can win this game. Yeah. Go get three more points. Just go get three. And they never could go get three more points that second half. I said, okay, they'll lose this. They'll lose this. And it did. It's like, oh, my God. I was like you guys.
Mm. Well, what do you think of this Eagle team right now? Alshon Jeffrey's now done for the year. They certainly didn't have a lot of offensive weapons. DeSean Jackson's already out for the year. I mean, I look at the Cowboys, and right now they're a much more talented team than the Philadelphia Eagles.
No doubt about it.
What do you think?
Right. And I am too. But these are the games that they'll blow. These are the games that they have shown us that they don't step up and play in. And I'm talking about when they'll get to an Eagles that are limping. They'll get to an Eagles team that is in a wheelchair, and they'll let the wheelchair team beat them. That's what this team has shown us. When they get to some teams and that are far beneath them in talent, they don't play the kind of game they need to play. And that worries me. That's why I say if it comes down to the Cowboys and the Eagles game, that's a scary thought for me. I just haven't seen these guys step up and say, you know what, this is ours and we're going to take it. And if they have that in them, they should start with it this Sunday against the Rams. They should be saying, this is ours. We're going to take it right now.
Now, on Sunday, according to course to the great Michael Irvin, on this past Sunday, I saw something that I really haven't seen in the Bill Belichick era, and that's the officials actually hosing the Patriots, because they did. They hosed them twice, cost them two touchdowns, that one where Gilmore recovered that fumble on Kelsey, and they blew the whistle so he couldn't return it for the touchdown. And then, of course, the one with the touchdown that they said where he stepped out of bounds, but Bill had no more challenges. With that said, they still played a pretty lackluster game against Kansas City. Where is your mindset on New England right now?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing when we talk about what we see out of this offense. And this is what I say to the situation. You know, with Peyton Manning, it was easy to see. The drop-off was easy to see because Peyton played the game outside in. And when his ass here in Denver, he was trying to throw that ball outside. You could see that ball had nothing on it. It died. It was fluttering trying to get out there. So you could see the drop-off. With Tom Brady, it's more difficult to see it. Tom plays the game inside out. He played with Gronk and Edelman. He plays with White, the running back White. He plays inside is the way he likes playing the game. So you don't see the drop-off in arm strength, but what you have to notice is the small inaccuracy. That play he threw to Julian Edelman across the middle, if that's a better throw, Julian Edelman can get in the end zone, they can possibly win that game. You know what I mean? Even the throw he made late to Julian Edelman, he needs to throw that towards the first cone and let Julian Edelman run away from it and run away from the defender, he could possibly make those plays. Those are the little things that we spend all of our time casting out and casting down upon the people that are around Tom Brady, because it's hard for us to see and fathom that he is not Tom Brady. Yes, he doesn't have the supporting cast, but you have to look closely and you'll see that maybe there's a little drop-off in Tom Brady also.
We're talking to the great Michael Irvin. How about the San Francisco 49ers and what they were able to pull off? And I think that the image of that game, especially if they go out and win a Super Bowl, we'll see, is George Kittle carrying defenders as they are grabbing his face mask like he's a giant. They can't bring him down, plus the 15 yards, and they're set up to get a tremendous victory in New Orleans for the San Francisco 49ers.
And anybody that's a football fan just loves that. That's why you're watching the game. You're watching the game to see people give out everything they have and when it means that much to them, because you're inspired by it. That was a phenomenal play by George Kittle. Phenomenal play. It's like, oh, my God, they need to go 40 yards. They need 30 yards. They got to get a big play. And George Kittle fights through it. He's like, no, you're not denying me here. And he runs down, He's stiff-arming the guy, stiff-arming. You watch at the end of that, at the end of it, 22 comes in to tackle him. And I'm so thankful because it looked like he could have torn his knee up. He landed right on that back leg. His leg was extended. But George still hopped up. When he hopped up, I said, thank God he hopped up. But San Fran all together, those last three games they played, you know, they would have beaten the Packers, going into Baltimore, playing Baltimore, and then playing New Orleans, going into New Orleans, playing New Orleans. I tweeted during the New Orleans game before the end of it. I said, I don't care what way this game ends. I got so much respect for the San Francisco 49ers, the way they fought and shown heart these last couple games. It's been incredible to watch. And they're my favorite to win the Super Bowl.
You think the Niners are the favorite to win the bowl right now?
Oh, my God. You held Lamar Jackson to 17 points. 17 points. You know, they keep a little game-winning field goal at the end. You held them 17 points. So, on one end, you're showing me a great defense. Then you came into New Orleans and matched Drew Brees 46 points and put him two better at 48. So now you showed me you can win with defense, and if you have to, you can win with offense. Those are the teams that usually end up winning a Super Bowl.
All right, so you like the Niners to win the bowl. Who do you like coming out of the AFC then now?
I got Baltimore coming out of the AFC.
Okay.
I got Baltimore and 49ers, with the 49ers beating them the second time around. I said this when they played the first time. I said I'm going to take Baltimore to win the first time around because you have to see this offense at least once, and they did. And let me tell you the difference. In that first game, Nick Bosa kept coming down on the running back and allowing Lamar Jackson to get on the outside and get big plays. Now when they go and see it the second time, they'll tell Bosa, don't go down on the running back. They'll tell the linebackers, take one step up so you can tackle that running back. Bosa, let's make Lamar Jackson hand this ball off and live with the running back running the ball instead of letting mm-hmm. that kind of speed that Lamar Jackson has get on the outside. Small things like that will make a difference the next time those two teams meet.
You know, it's funny. The Seattle Seahawks, even after the loss to the Rams, they're still set up where if they win their games and they end the season at home against San Francisco, they could win this division, which means the Niners, as good as they are, as impressive
probably
as they've
been. Probably going to Dallas.
They'd have to go to Dallas or go to Philadelphia. And this happens every few years. There's a bad division winner. There's a really good wild card team that has to go on the road. And it naturally leads to, should we have a different system where a team doesn't host a game if they're an 8-8 division winner? How do you feel about that? Especially because we are going to get that situation this year where a really good team, San Francisco or Seattle, is going to have to go on the road in the first round.
Evan, we saw it, though. We saw this.
Oh, we have, yeah.
And we saw it when Seattle won a few years back in New Orleans, that great record. We got the greatest. Everybody said, no way Seattle should have a game. No way Seattle should have this home game. We got the greatest run, one of the greatest runs in NFL history came out of that game in Beastquake. That Beast Mode run where Beast Mode went down the sideline and made all these people just get out of here. Go get off me. And so since that happened, and Seattle ended up winning that game. So, you know what I mean? I understand what we're saying, and it would be a shame if the San Francisco 49ers, after putting together that kind of a season, doesn't even have a chance to play at home and have to go on the road and play an 8-8 Eagles or 8-8 Cowboys team. That's a shame, but that is the system. This is the system. You don't like it, win your division and don't have this problem. I know, San Fran, you don't want this to happen. Make sure you beat Seattle at the end of the year. That's just the bottom line.
Mm. Talking to the great Michael Irvin, of course, which we have every week, our weekly spot with him. All right, so you like the Super Bowl to be Baltimore and San Francisco, all right? So the Patriots don't make the Super Bowl this year. Do they get to the championship game and lose to Baltimore, or do you see somebody else knocking them off along the way?
I think the Chiefs will get them before they get there.
Really?
You know, it depends on how this thing
even
falls off.
Even in Foxborough, even if they play them in New England.
They just beat them in New England.
No, I understand that.
They just beat them in New England.
They did have help from the officials, though. We have to look at that.
They did have help. They did have help from the officials. And yes, they did. But also, you know, Mahomes' hand got hurt in that game, and I don't know how much it affected him, but he kept grabbing that hand. I still believe that with that offense, the Patriots' offense just can't muster up anything. Mm-hmm. It can't muster up anything. It's all trick plays, and the E of Kansas City has an ability to score so quickly and put you in a bind. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it'll have to be a great game by the Patriots defense to beat the Chiefs the second time around. And it has to be a much better game by the Patriots offense to beat the Chiefs on the second time around.
Interesting.
I don't care where that game is played.
Interesting.
Now, what do you think, speaking of the Patriots, of the newest quote-unquote scandal that they're facing, that they were videotaping the Cincinnati Bengals for way too long a period of time? What's your take on this thing?
Yeah, and I vacillated on this back and forth, man. Like, are you joking? I mean, you know, if they – now, get this. Had they sent somebody to the Ravens game right before they played the Ravens, and they were doing – and this came out.
Yeah.
I was, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But it's the Bengals. They
exactly.
won one game. You know, we got to – I know we get on Patriots for all the winning, but we got to lay some hold to some kind of common sense here. Like, wait a minute. You're going to risk all of that on the Bengals? It's just hard for me to fathom that they will risk all of this, that Belichick directed this crew, go in and get us those Bengals signals. We need them badly. If not, the Bengals are going to beat us. That's just hard for me to fathom and bring that to the conclusion that, yeah, they did this purposely. If that was the Ravens, man, we talk about a whole different thing, a whole different thing.
Texans, Titans, two games in 3 weeks, probably, you know, for the division title, not probably. Who comes out of that division?
Joe, and I've been dealing with this because I talked last, you know, I've taken the Texans, and I say the Texans to win that division. And I said, and we asked this on the show, can they go to the Super
right.
Bowl? I said, absolutely. As long as Will Fuller and Kenny Stills are healthy and playing like they played against the Patriots, oh, they got a
well,
shot.
Well, let me slow down. But one thing that bothers me with Houston, and this is why I can't buy Houston, okay? They beat the Patriots, and they don't show
right.
up against Denver. They're behind
right.
at home 38-3 to Denver. Now, I know they're looking ahead to the Titans, too, but If you're a championship team, you can't have that happen at home, can you?
You can't, and that's exactly my point. And as soon as I said that on air, they come across and say, "Oh, Will Fuller's out." I said, "Are you joking? Will Fuller's out again?" Like you know, because if you only have to worry about DeAndre Hopkins, it makes it a whole different world because everybody can focus and stop DeAndre Hopkins. But when you have the big plays of Fuller and Stills, that makes it more difficult. I've been thinking. I reached out to AJ Brown. I said I'm taking Houston, but I'm ready to start backtracking. I will probably pick Houston this game, but like AJ tells me, and he was right. This kid said it, man. When we were at the combine, Steve Smith and I were sitting there talking to him. He said, "Y'all sleeping on me. You guys are sleeping on me. I promise you, I'm gonna show you when I get in this league that I'm not to be slept on." And when I look at him now, he's proven his point. Him and Ryan Tannehill has the
unbelievable.
They got the, with Derrick Henry. Now they got a triplet that is putting up some numbers and makes them dangerous.
Oh,
so
man.
I got to start giving those guys more credit than I've been giving them.
It's incredible. I know that the Titans every year win 8 or 9 games. They're on a streak of winning 9 games. But to your point, it's what and how they've done it over the last 4 weeks. They're scoring 35, 40 points a game. They've been this offensive juggernaut over the last couple of weeks, the Titans.
Right. And this, they got this big kid that doesn't mind catching the ball over the middle. And he's so big, and he can run by you, too. So now you got – look how big – you know how big A.J. Brown is? That's a big receiver. Mm. And then you got that big dude Derrick Henry in the back. This is a big team. They can play bully ball, and they can roll right over you, and they're a physical football team. That gives them a chance. I've been sleeping on them. I'm telling you, I've been sleeping on them. It's funny you guys bring them up because I said I got to start. I got to turn my thoughts because I've been thinking just what you've been thinking. They'll come in with 7, 8, 9 wins like they do every year. but they won't. It won't mount to anything. But they are different this year with that kind of size, physicalness, and explosion that they have at the skill position.
Pittsburgh make the playoffs? Yes or no?
I got Pittsburgh in the playoffs, and I got Mike Tomlin as coach of the year.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I agree, 100% agree with that.
I got him coach of the year. But a lot of people will have Sean Payton, coach or Kyle Shanahan, because nobody expected the 49ers to be here. And that's certainly merit to that. But I think NFL football is about overcoming obstacles, man. Who overcomes the greatest amount of obstacles and still raise their hand and get in the dance? I say that man right there deserves to be coach of the year.
Oh, I'm with you on
that. I'm with you on Tomlin.
They've done a hell of a job, no question. Michael, always great talking to you, man.
All right, Mike.
It's always great, guys. Don't worry. I'm going to watch them Jets very closely.
Please
for
do.
You. Very closely.
I'll be shooting you. Yeah. I'll be shooting you a text when they're down 45-0. All right, I'll be doing that.
Okay. Now, what if it's a close game?
What good is it if they don't win? Who cares? Who cares?
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. We'll be talking about this here.
It's only
we'll
good
be talking.
It's only good if you took the points.
Yeah, right. I took the points. Can't do the money line.
Thank
all right,
you, Michael.
Mike.
What was the line on?
14.5.
Oh, that's not bad.
So you're going to take the 14.5? You like the 14.5 in this game?
If I was a betting man, I would give up the 14.5.
Of course you would.
All right, guys.
Thank you, man.
See you, man.
The great Mike Lervin in his weekly spot. We'll come back, get back to your calls. Been to go to Roberts till 2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.